Good morning. Thank you very much for joining us. Today is the final daf of the Kohen Gadol Beis Hamikdash discussions here in Masechet Yoma. And the last chapter of Masechet Yoma, the eighth chapter, really deals with the Yom Kippur that we are familiar with. When we don't have a Beis Hamikdash, when we don't have the Avodah, when we have the five Inuyim, not to eat, not to drink, not to bathe, not to wear leather shoes, not to apply ointments, not to have marital relations. But that topic, the topic of how we actually observe Yom Kippur, that's really the topic of the eighth chapter. So the very last Mishnah here in this chapter, in the seventh chapter of Masechet Yoma, the Mishnah taught that the Kohen Gadol wears eight garments and a regular Kohen, a Kohen Hedyot, wears four garments. So that's how we had our discussion yesterday about the type of cords, the type of threads that would go into the garments of Kohuna, how they were six-fold threads, and sometimes 24-fold threads, sometimes 28-folded threads altogether. And the end yesterday, we learned that when the Torah talks about Maaseh Hoshei versus Maaseh Rokeim, these are different types of embroidery. Sometimes there's an embroidery that's from the loom, from the weaving machine, and sometimes there's an embroidery from the needle, from the needle point. Okay, the Mishnah had mentioned Be'elu Nishalin Be'urim V'tumim. While wearing these eight garments, that's how there can be questions posed to the Urim V'tumim. One of the amazing roles of the garments of the Kohen Gadol is that the Kohen Gadol would wear a special plate on his chest. This plate had 12 very precious stones in them, on the plate. Tura Echad, Oden, Pitado, Bareket. Four, first row was Odin Pitadar Barakas, then Nofach Sapir V'Yahalom, and there was Shoham, there was Yashpei, there were different stones on the breastplate. And engraved on the stones were the names of tribes. So there was Reuven, then Shimon, then Levi, then Yehuda. We'll see in today's Gemara, the Gemara is going to add that also it was engraved on the stones the words Shivtei Yisrael, tribes of Israel, and Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. So when there would be a national question, a question of great import to the entire nation, say the nation's going to war, we're fighting Gaza, the Plishtim in Gaza, and the question is, should we go in with ground troops? Should we not go in with ground troops? These are very difficult questions. These are questions that you don't know what's going to be. If they go in with the ground troops, Chas v'Shalom, there could be casualties. They can get stuck there. If they defeat Hamas, then Israel now has to take care of whatever goes on in Gaza. Complicated, difficult questions. So they would ask Hashem directly. In the times of the Beis HaMikdash, the Kohen Gadol, who's wearing the eight garments, he would be asked, the person representing the nation, I guess the prime minister, the king, he would come to the Kohen Gadol, and he would say, you know, should I go down to war? Should I not go to war? Will I succeed? Will I not succeed? And the Kohen Gadol would look at his breastplate, and the answer would be communicated through lights, through the stones that have letters that would spell out the answer. Let's say the answer is Aleh, go up, or Raid. So a stone with the letter Reish, something would happen to the letter Reish so that would be visible to the Kohen Gadol, the letter Dalid, and he would then put it together. So yeah, Raid, Hashem is saying go down, or maybe Hashem is saying Dar, and he would have inspiration, Ruach HaKodesh, to know what the answer was. So the Urim V'Tumim, that was a tremendous way of asking very difficult, weighty questions, questions that impact the whole nation, and getting answers from Hashem. So the Mishnah said, the eight garments of the Kohen Gadol, one of the special and important uses is for questions of the Urim V'Tumim. They're asked of the Kohen Gadol when he's wearing the eight garments. Ki Asa Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came, Amar, he came from Israel to Babel with a Chiddush. He said, B'gadim she'Kohen Gadol Meshamesh Ben. These eight garments that our Mishnah discusses that the Kohen Gadol wears when he's doing his service, when he does the Minchas Chavitin, when he does the service on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, on Yom Kippur, he wears the eight garments. Mashuach Melchama Meshamesh Behen. There was another Kohen, who is the Kohen anointed to guide the people at war. He's the Kohen who would read the special section of going out to war that I think we have in Parsha Shoftim and Sefer Dvarim. Shema Yisrael, listen Israel, Hayom Atem Yotzim Aloivecha, today you're going out to war against your enemy. Lo Tira Mehem, don't be afraid of them. Ki Hashem Elokecha Yimach, because God your Lord is with you. So, he was the Kohen anointed to help us out in war, to guide us in war. So if he wants to do service in Beis HaMikdash, he would also wear the eight garments. Shenemar, how do we know this? The Pasuk says, V'vigdi HaKodesh Asher La'aron. And the holy garments that are Aaron's, Yuluvanav Acharav, they will be for his children after him. So it's an extra word, Rashi says, Acharav. Could have just said, Yuluvanav, they'll be for his children. So to say like this, all greatness that his children are later going to have, they're going to get the eight garments. Now, Mashiach Mocham is a greatness. It's a great position. It's an important position to inspire the warriors when they go to war. So that means that he also, people who are going to follow Aaron with Gedula, they're also going to have these garments. The Misha Baba Gedula Achrav, to those who are going to come with greatness after him, they're also going to get the eight garments. So therefore, the Mashiach Mochama can wear the eight garments. So this is the Chiddush of Rav Dimi. Mashiach Mochama can also wear the eight garments. But Rav Adar Bar Ahava, Rav Adar Bar Ahava challenged this. I mean, some say, could he? It was just a regular challenge that they said in the yeshiva to Rav Dimi. We learned in a braisa. You might have thought the son of the Mashiach Mulchama inherits the position of Mashiach Mulchama and he serves as Mashiach Mulchama in the place of Mashiach Mulchama, the same way the Kohen Gadol's son inherits his position of Kohen Gadol. As the Pasuk teaches us, Shivas Yamim Yilva Shama Kohen Tachlav Mibanav Asher Yavol Ol Moed. 7 days, the Kohen in his place from his sons will wear them, the one who takes his place. The one who will enter into Kodesh HaKodashim, Asher Yavol Ol Moed, the one who goes into the tent of meeting. In other words, the one who goes into the Kodesh HaKodashim to atone on Yom Kippur. About him, I'm saying that his son will get his clothing, that his son will inherit his position. So therefore, Misharoi Lavol Ol Moed. The Kohen who has a position that enables him to enter Kodesh HaKodashim, he's the one whose sons inherit his position. However, the Kohen Mashiach Mulchama doesn't have a right to enter into Kodesh HaKodashim. It's not his job. He's not doing anything on Yom Kippur. The Kohen Mashiach Mulchama's job is that when there's war, to inspire the people to go out to war, so therefore his son does not inherit his position. Then Isa, but if you're right that a Kohen Mashiach Mulchama has Gedula, like Aaron had Gedula, and he could wear the eight garments, and Mavzichazi is also someone who could go into Oel Moed, as Rashi explains, because the Pasuk says about Yom Kippur, V'chiper HaKohen Asher Yimshach Oso V'Asher Yimali Es Yado. The Kohen will atone, which Kohen? The one who's anointed, or the one who wears the eight garments? So you see that wearing the eight garments also makes somebody able to enter Kodesh HaKodashim. If you're going to say that the eight garments can be worn by the Mashiach Mulchama, then he's also somebody who's V'chiper, someone who can create the atonements of V'chiper HaKohen in Kodesh HaKodashim. So if he can create the atonements in Kodesh HaKodashim, so if he's someone who can enter Kodesh HaKodashim, then his son should inherit his position. So Amrav Nachman Yitzchak of Nachman Yitzchak answered, now, even if you accept Rav Dimi, you still would have the drasha excluding the son of Mashiach Mulchama of inheriting the position. Because I'll read this pasuk that we have here on the top of the Amud. Shevas Yam Yilba Shama Kohen Tachtam Yibanav Asher Yavol Ol Moed. I'll read it this way. Someone whose primary anointment was to be anointed to enter Kodesh HaKodashim, his son can inherit his position. That excludes the Kohen Meshuach Melchama. His primary anointment is to be anointed for leading the nation at war. So he does not have the ability to bequeath his position to his children. Meisvei, says the Gemara, they challenged this. We learned in another brisa, which says explicitly, Mashuach Melchama, Eino Meshamesh Lo Ba'arba, Kekoin Hajot, and Lo B'shmona Kekoin Gadol, Mashuach Melchama, he's in a little bit of a limbo. He was a regular coin. Then he gets anointed to serve the nation and lead us in war. So he can't wear the four garments of the regular coin, because he's been made more special. He also can't wear the eight garments of the Kohen Gadol. So here it says explicitly, he does not wear the eight garments of the Kohen Gadol. It's against Rav Dimi. Amar le Abaye. Abaye said in a stand to the people who asked this question, Elazar Mashvisle. So he was a regular Kohen. And now that he gets anointed, he gets another position. Now he becomes a non-Kohen. You make him into a Zar. Ella really Mido Raisa. He could wear the eight garments. And Rav Dimi was talking about Mido Raisa. This price is saying Mido Rabbanan. Because if he were to wear the eight garments, it would create friction, resentment, animosity. The Kohen Gadol would be upset. Why is somebody else wearing the garments? Therefore, he shouldn't wear the eight garments. It's a good job not to wear the eight garments. Like a Kohen Hedid, he doesn't wear the four garments of a regular Kohen, because once he goes up in holiness, he shouldn't go back down to where he had been before he had gone up, before he had been elevated. But basically, Midoraisa, he could wear the eight garments, and so Rav Dimi is right. Said Rav Adabar Abba to Rava. How could you say this answer of Abaye? That basically, Kohen Meshuach Melchama can wear the eight garments, because he also has Gedula. But Midrabanan, he shouldn't, because it would create friction. Hi, Tana, but here's a Tana, to Lesla Eva. He's not worried about friction. And even so, the Lokam and Shamish, he holds that a Kohen Meshuach Melchama is not to wear the eight garments, not to serve by wearing the eight garments. The Tana lived in a Braisa. The Braisa says, Tvarim Shabin Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Hedjot. Differences between the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen Hedjot. Number one, Par Kohen Mashiach, which is Parabal Kalamitzos. In other words, when there is a sin that normally would obligate an achatas, say a person forgot that the day was Shabbos and he got into his car and he drove to the golf course. So a Kohen, a regular person, he forgot that the day was Shabbos, he has to bring a achatas. So he brings either a kivsa or a se'ira, either a goat or a sheep within its year, and he brings it up as a carbon, as a achatas. It's a sin offering. If the Kohen Gadol were to do that, if a Kohen Gadol does it, so he does not bring a regular sheep or a goat, he brings a bull. He brings a bull, that's called the parabal kol ha-mitzvos. So he brings a bull. But that's only for a Kohen Gadol, not for a regular Kohen. A regular Kohen brings either a sheep or a goat. Another difference is par Yom HaKippurim, only the Kohen Gadol brings the bull of Yom Kippur. Asir Sa'efa, the Minchas Chavitin on a daily basis is only for the Kohen Gadol. Another difference between the Kohen Gadol and a regular Kohen, Lo Poreya. This law that when he's a mourner, he has to still get his hair cut. He can't let his hair grow wild. That's only for the Kohen Gadol, not for a regular Kohen. The Lo Poreim, that he shouldn't tear his clothing when he's a mourner, is only for the Kohen Gadol, not for a regular Kohen. Now, the Kohen Gadol, who doesn't tear his clothing, of a Poreim, Hulam Milamata, he does tear the clothing down on the bottom. He doesn't tear the clothing on top. A hedjot malamala, a regular coin, he would tear the clothing on the top. Another difference, ainu mitzami lekrova, of a coin gadol doesn't become tame to the relatives when they die. A regular coin does. Umetzuba la besula, a coin gadol has a mitzvah saseh to marry a virgin. He's fulfilling the mitzvah saseh if he marries a virgin. A regular coin does not fulfill a mitzvah saseh in marrying a virgin. Umuzer ala almana, a coin gadol is not allowed to marry a widow. If he does, he's violating a law. A regular coin is allowed to marry a widow. No prohibition. Umazrus harotzeach, if the Kohen Gadol dies, he brings the inadvertent murderer back from the city of refuge. A regular Kohen who dies does not bring the inadvertent murderer back from the city of refuge. Umakriv onein, If a Kohen Gadol lost a relative, he continues on with the service as we had in Parsha Shmini. The Kohen Gadol continues with the service, even though he's an Oni, even though his relative hasn't been buried yet. It's the day that relative died. But even when he's Makiv Oni and Ochel, he doesn't eat from that carbon. He doesn't take a portion from that carbon that night when he's no longer an Oni. Nor does he take a portion when he's an Oni. Doesn't first take a portion. Doesn't do that when he's an Onin. I'm sorry, Veino Cholik. Veino Tel Chelik Barosh. Only the Kohen Gadol grabs the initial portion, right? He can take whatever portion he wants from a carbon. Regular Kohen can't. Umakiv Chelik Barosh. And the Kohen Gadol has the right to choose to bring a certain part of a carbon first. Umashamish Mishmona Kalim. And the Kohen Gadol is the one who wears the eight garments. Not a regular Kohen. And he's exempt for making the Mikdash Tamei if he enters when he was Tamei. He doesn't get punished with it.
Why do we need so much to try to prove that the Kohen Gadol is doing so many things that Mashuach Milchama is not doing? It's only thing that Mashuach Milchama is in the Oraita, and he has to wear the Gadol. That's it.
We'll see soon. Chol Avodos Yom HaKippurim and the services of Yom Kippur Einan Ksheiros El Bo, they only apply to the Kohen Gadol. V'chula Nagos V'ruba B'Gadim, all these laws apply to a Kohen Gadol who became Kohen Gadol just by virtue of having worn the eight garments once, and not only to a Kohen Gadol who's anointed, Chos Mipar Ba'al Kala Mitzvos, except for the bull which is brought for sins. The Kula Nagos from Mashuach Sha'avar. Now, all these laws apply to a Kohen Gadol who was anointed, who lost the position. Right? Let's say you have a Kohen Gadol, and then he becomes Tamei, so he can't do the service. So another Kohen Gadol has to be appointed, because we need a Kohen Gadol every day for the Minchas Chavitin. So another Kohen Gadol is appointed, and then this original.
You need a Kohen Gadol every day.
Right, for the Minchas Chavitin. So let's say another Kohen Gadol is appointed. And now the original Kohen Gadol is Tar. It's 8 days later. He became Tar. So he comes back to his position. So the one who was his replacement is now what's called Mashuach Sha'avar. He was anointed and it was removed from him. He had the job for a bit and then it was taken away. So he has all these privileges too. All these laws. If he loses a relative, he doesn't go to the funeral. He doesn't tear his shirt, he continues to take the haircuts, doesn't grow the hair long. All the same things. He has to marry a virgin, he has an aver if he marries a widow, all the laws. And apparently he does service, the Kohen Sha'avar, with the Shmona Begadim. That's one of the things that we have here. He used the eight garments. So apparently this Tana doesn't hold of Eva, doesn't hold of resentment.
Are they a separate set of eight garments, or the eight garments from the Kohen Gadol?
I think from the Kohen Gadol.
The same eight.
Sounds that way.
I mean, was there ever two aphodes? Two Urim Batumims?
Not that I know of.
No, there was only one.
I think so. And they all apply to the Kohen Gadol who was anointed and is now not serving. Except for the bull of Yom Kippur. That can only be done by one. And Asir HaSeif and the Chavitin is only done by one. Now all these laws, they do not apply to the Kohen who was anointed to lead the nation at war. Except for the five things that were mentioned there, that is Lo Porea, the Mashuach Mulchama also does not grow his hair long as a mourner. Lo Poreim, he doesn't tear clothing. Lo Matam LeKrovav, he does not become Tamei, to relatives who passed away. Umetsuva ala basula. He also has a mitzvah to say to marry a virgin. Umuzer ala almana. And he has a lav not to marry a widow. Umazir eserotzeach. And if he dies, he will cause the inadvertent murderer to come out of the city of refuge. So what do you see? Here you have a Tana He said you can have two Kohanim Gedolim, each of them using the eight garments. The Kohen and the Kohen Mashuach Sha'avar. So he's not worried about Eva. He's not worried about resentment. And even so, he says that the Kohen Mashuach Muhammad has only five things that he's similar to the Kohen Gadol with. But one of them, wearing the eight garments, is not mentioned. So that he's not like the Kohen Gadol. So you see, not like Abaye. Because Abaye says that biblically, the Mashuach Muhammad can wear the eight garments. It's rabbinically because of Eva, because of resentment. Here you see a Tana doesn't hold of resentments. And nevertheless, he's saying that the Mashuach Muhammad cannot wear the eight garments. Says the Gemara, a different answer. Says the Gemara, an answer to this. Ki lesle Eva, maybe this Tana holds like this. There's no resentment. Bidikavase, when two people who are peers both have the same position. The Kohen Gadol wears eight garments. Okay, the fellow who had been Kohen Gadol will also wear eight garments. But bidizuta mine, but that the Kohen Gadol will wear eight garments and that someone less than the Kohen Gadol, the Mashuach Mochama, should wear eight garments. That is slay, that's what would create the resentment. So really there is an issue, a rabbinic issue of resentment being created. And resentment being a problem. And that's a reference to when does the resentment get created? Because it's determining when someone less than him is doing the service and wearing the garments. Yasiv Rebavo, the Kamar Lala Hashmaita, Nishmedi Rabbi Yochanan. Rebavo was sitting and saying over this lesson of Rav Dimi that the Mashuach Muhammad can wear the eight garments when he does service in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. So Rav Ami and Rav Asi didn't like it. Adrina Rav Ami and Rav Asi la'apayu. Rav Ami and Rav Asi turned their faces away. They didn't like it. Ikadami, another version. Rav Chiya Bar Abba, was saying it. Adrina Rav Ami and Rav Asi la'apayu. Rav Ami and Rav Asi didn't like it. They didn't like that Rav Yochanan said this. They didn't agree. So they turned their faces away. Maskel Rav Papa. Rav Papa challenges. Vishma Rav Bavo. I understand Rav Bavo. Vishma Yikara Debe Kesar. Because if it's a Ravo who's saying it over, they may have turned their faces away because, you know, the honor of Ravo, he was prominent in the Caesar's home, so he had political powers. They didn't want to tell him directly. Elder Rebchia Bar Abba, if it's Rebchia Bar Abba who said it over the name of Rabbi Yochanan. So then why didn't Rabbi Rav Asi name Le Mema? They should just tell him, Lo Amar Rabbi Yochanan Achi. Rabbi Yochanan didn't say this. Okay, that's the end of this discussion. All right, we had a discussion. Whether the Mashuach Muhammad can wear the eight garments. Rav Dimi thought he could. Gemara found that very difficult. And Rav Ami and Rav Asi, another version is that Rav Yochanan was the one who said that Rav Mashuach Muhammad can wear the eight garments, and Rav Ami and Rav Asi didn't like that at all. He also, Ravin Amar, when Ravin came, he said, there never had been a thought that the Kohen Mashuach Muhammad can normally wear the eight garments when he's doing service. But rather, Nishal Itmar. He's the Kohen Mashuach Muhammad. If the king needs to ask the Urim V'Tumim, so then the Kohen Mashuach Muhammad would be clothed with the eight garments, and he would be the one who the question would be posed to. Tanya Namiyachi, we learned in a Brisa that way too. Begadim Shekohen Gadol Meshamish Bahen. The garments that the Kohen Gadol would wear when he's doing service, the eight garments. Those are the garments that Mashuach Muhammad Nishal Bahem, that the Mashuach Muhammad would wear when they would ask the Mashuach Muhammad the questions that they are posing to the Urim V'Tumim. Tan Rabbanan did a brisa, Kate said Shoalin, how are questions posed to the Urim V'Tumim? Hashoil, Panav Klape Nishal, the one asking, he's facing the one wearing the eight garments. Vanishal, the one who's wearing the eight garments, the one who's being asked, Panav Klape Shechina, his face is down to the Urim V'Tumim, towards the Shechina. Hashoal Omer, the one asking would say things like, Erdof Achrei Agdud Hazeh, should I chase this battalion? Should I pursue them? Vanishal Omer, the one being asked would say, Ko Amar Hashem, so says God, Alei Vatzlach, go up and succeed. Rabbi Yehuda Ravida says, Ein Tzorech Lomer Ko Amar Hashem. The Kohen Gadol, or the Kohen Mashuach Muhammad, he doesn't have to say Ko Amar Hashem. He would just say, Alei Vatzlach. God is saying, go up and succeed. Ein Sholim Bekol, the request was not made loudly. Shenemar, as the verse says, v'sha'alo, and he's asking for himself. It's something that he hears, but not others. On the other hand, v'lo mahayir b'libo, he's not just thinking in his heart. Shenemar says, v'sha'alo lifnei Hashem, and he will ask in front of God. But he was whispering it. He whispers the question to the Kohen Gadol, who's wearing the Urim v'Tumim. Like Chana whispered her prayer to Hashem, and that we all are supposed to whisper our prayers, which one to Esrei. Shenemar, the verse says, V'chana imedaberes aliba. Chana was talking to her heart, and she was expressing things. Ein sholin shnei dvarim ke'echad. Now, whenever a question is posed to the Urim v'Tumim, it can't be two questions. It should be one question. Resolve that. And if somebody made a mistake and asked two things at once, in Mazir and Elecha, the response in the Urim v'Tumim will only be to one question. And the response will be to the first question. Shenem, as we have David HaMelech asking the Urim v'Tumim, Hayaz Giruni Va'ale Ki'ila Biado, will the people of Ki'ilah hand me over to his hand, to Shaul? And another question, Hayered Shaul, is Shaul going to come down? Is there going to be even a problem with Shaul in here? Vayomer Hashem, Hashem said, Yerit, Shaul's going to come down. So one second, Vamarti in Mazun El Rishon, but we said that the response is going to be to the first question. Here are the responses to the second question. Answers the Gemara, David Shaul Shalok to say there. David asked his questions out of order. And the first question is Shaul going to come down to here? Is there going to be a battle? And then the second question, are the people of Ki'ilah going to betray me or not betray me when there's a battle? So therefore, Virzilo Kaseder, therefore God responded in the right order. Says the, then became a Chiyadah Shashal Shalom Kaseder. So once David was informed, once he was taught that he had asked in the wrong way, Chazar Vishal Kaseder turned around and then asked in the right way. Shenamaz it says, Ayazgiru Ba'alei Ki'ila Osi, will the people of Ki'ila hand me over? Vesan Hashem, my people be Achal in the hands of Shal, Vayomer Hashem, and Hashem said, Yazgiru, they will. All right, more laws about asking the Urim v'Tumim. If there's no time and we need two answers very quickly, the Urim v'Tumim will give two answers and you can ask two questions. It says, should I chase after this battalion and will I reach it? Hashem told him, Radov, yes, chase, because you will reach it. Another law, even though a decree of a prophet may be reversed, like Yonah, we read it on Yom Kippur. Yonah said things about Nineveh, and it was reversed, because Nineveh did Shuva. The decree of the Urim v'Tumim does not get reversed. It says, b'mishpata Urim, in the law of the Urim. Why are they called Urim v'Tumim? Urim shemeir nesdiveihem, they illuminate their words. Tumim shemashlim nesdiveihem, their words are complete. Rashi says, it's complete, it can't change. You'll say, after you say it's complete, it's permanent. But you know the story in the end of the book of Shoftim, where there was the terrible outrage, where the people of Giva, the people of Benjamin in the town of Giva, mistreated the Pelegesh of this Levi who came there for the night. And then the Jews decide to go to war against them. All the other tribes, they feel like the tribe of Binyamin is covering up the crimes, and all the Jews want to go to war. And they ask the Urim v'Tumim, and the Urim v'Tumim says, go, and they lose. They ask again, the Urim v'Tumim, go, and they lose. Third time they ask, and they succeed. So I thought the Urim v'Tumim is Tumim, it's complete, it's perfect, it's the way it is forever, whatever it says. The Urim v'Tumim said to go up, it didn't work. Answered the Gemara, Yom begive us Binyamin, Mepnei Malo, Ishlimu, why didn't it work? The answer is, Heim Shalo Bichanu Yim Lenatzeach, Yim Lehi Natzeach. They weren't really understanding the Urim v'Tumim.
That's why we don't.
See, they asked, should they go up or not? The Urim v'Tumim said, go up. But the Urim v'Tumim didn't say go up and you'll succeed. It said go up. It actually was go up and you'll lose because you should lose the first two times. Ubachrona shebichnu. But the last time they asked, when Hashem did tell them explicitly, now you're going to succeed, iskimu. And then in fact they succeeded. reach an eretz. It says the pinchas ben alaz ben aron over the lefana byom leimar haosif od latzis la melchama im bnei binyamin achi mechdal. Pinchas asks, should I add another time to go to war with Binyamin? Should I stop already? Tomorrow I'll give him in your hands, and that's what happened. Next point about Gemara Truma, Kate said Nases. How does it communicate? Rabbi Yochanan Omer Boltos, the letters that have the answer protrude out. The Shlakish Omer Mitzdarfos, the letters with the answers come together. Asks an important question about Gemara Truma. How can we ask questions of it? But look, Tzibu Tzadi, and all the names of the Shvatim, you don't have the letter Tzadi. Sometimes you need the word Tzadi. Hatzlacha has a Tzadi in it. Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak. There is a Tzadi on the Choshen, because Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov kastuv shav. The names Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov are also written there. Amar look, Tziv Tess, you don't have the letter Tess. Amar Rebacha Bar Yaakov, Shifte Yishur, and Tziv, you also have the word Shifte Yishur, you have the letter Tess. Meisvei, they asked the question, we learned. If the Kohen, the only Kohen who can get requests, questions to the Urim V'Tumim, is if he himself speaks with Ruach HaKodesh and has the Shekhinah on him. Because we find sometimes that the Kohanim don't even have an answer. Because they don't have Ruach HaKodesh. David asks if Yasar doesn't get an answer. Shanam, as it says, Vayalev Yasar Atom Kala'am. That if Yasar asked and he didn't get an answer. So now, if you need a Kohen Gadol with Ruach HaKodesh, then the letters are not protruding, because if the letters are protruding, you don't need anything. It's very simple. You see the letters, but they give you the answer. So you don't need Ruach HaKodesh. Answer the Gemara, no. So you have a Messiah be'adayu. The Kohen would help out Urim V'Tumim. So then, if, you know, you have to have the merit of the Kohen Gadol together with the Urim V'Tumim. So if the Kohen Gadol is righteous and he has Ruach HaKodesh, then when there's a question in his merit, the letters will pop up. But if he's not righteous, like if Yasar, then the letters won't pop up. We only have requests. Questions of the king or the person or the Sanhedrin, the leaders of the nation, national needs. We know this. Rebavo says, and before Elazar the Kohen, he will stand with Shalom Mishpat Urim, and he will ask him, and he will ask about the law of the Urim. Then it says, who? That's a reference to the king. It says, v'chol bnei Yisrael itzo. That's a reference to the Mashiach Melchama. But it says, V'chala Eda, that's a reference to the Sanhedrin. Hadron Allah, V'la Kohen Gadol, V'hadra Chalon. Hashem, we'll start the new parak tomorrow.